Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
What's happening, guys? Welcome back to Born Offside. It feels like it's been a while, Kat. You guys have done a few episodes without me.
We had Anton Ferdinand. We spoke to Adam Dewey as well.
Yeah.
Prior to that Tigers disastrous performance this weekend. So I'm glad we spoke to him before that because he might not have wanted to come on
exactly
had it
right.
been after. But we haven't sat with you in a whole minute, Claude.
No, it has been a while. I've been away. Now,
what
Alan's
have you
away.
Been doing?
I've been in Singapore, mucking yep. around, some esports.
Yeah.
Olympic esports.
Chess?
Chess was one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. You much of a chess fan, Joey?
I'm a chess observer.
Yeah, you're a chess observer.
I like
same.
That.
And I think I'm even more of an observer after this because they are crazy talented. But yeah, esports week, which was really cool. I've already half introduced him, but I'm actually very excited to introduce our guest today because yes, you guys have spoken to a former Premier League mm-hmm. footballer, NRL athlete. But now we have not just a DJ, I would say a creator of all elements who's still very involved in football. Young Franco joins us on the couch today. But we're going to call you Joey today. What do you want me
yeah,
to call you?
Joey's perfect. Joey's thanks for having today. Me, guys. Thank you.
No, thanks for being here, man. And I think a lot of people would know your name, especially A-League fans. Mm. But for those fans who maybe don't follow as much the Australian football scene and don't know why we would have Young Franco on a Born Offside football podcast, why would we?
Oh, well, because you guys asked me and you're nice. No, well, I'm very lucky to, I guess, have grown up with football my whole life.
Yeah.
And I follow you guys and I'm a big fan of your work. And have had a couple of interesting, like my music has connected with football fans all across the world. I in two FIFAs yeah. and was
That's
really
so
lucky.
Cool.
Yeah. Very like
dream, right?
Absolutely yeah. dream. And was lucky to do a bit of stuff with the A-League last year. And so have always had a family of footballers and, you know, just have continued playing and
and
here we are.
So cool.
You still find time to play as well?
Yeah, I'm playing at East FC in the Eastern Suburbs League.
Awesome.
So it's good. Unfortunately, it's like 6 weeks of like, who's in this weekend? It's like 6 weeks of like me just not replying. Yeah. Sorry, boys, I'm out.
Terrible.
But I mean, it's nice.
It's a good reason to not have to play as
yes,
well, isn't
exactly.
it?
Yeah, it is work at the end of the day. Like it's, I am leaving to do something. So. But yeah, very lucky to, it's a really good bunch of boys and good lucky to still be playing and
that's awesome.
Yeah.
And you grew up playing FIFA?
Yes, grew up playing FIFA.
And how does your song end up on FIFA? Is that something like, do you submit it or do they come to you and they're like, we love this song? How does it work?
Every angle. So for me, my publisher is BMG. So they're worldwide company and I actually don't know exactly how, I think that it came through my publisher and they were like, hey, FIFA want to use your song. It's kind of simple like that. Sometimes you just get an email in your inbox and it's like you kind of Google who it is or what the ad agency is or who it's connected to and it's an Apple person or someone at Starbucks or FIFA and you just, you know, so it's just one of those lucky, you just lucky wins,
I think,
you know, and very, very lucky to have it.
Tell me, have you sat, played FIFA and your song has come on?
Yes.
And how does
Which
that
is
feel?
Spooky.
Yeah.
For sure. I remember a moment, it was in lockdown. I was like, you know, those like bucket list goals as an artist or as, you know, in media and stuff, you're like, oh, I'd love to get my song on FIFA.
Yeah.
And then very luckily the next year they hit me up and I was playing, getting smashed by some kid, you know, like John 2012. Yeah. And I'm like, that kid's 10.
Yeah. As we all do.
You know? Yeah. So yeah, very, very lucky.
But hearing That's your so song cool. comes on makes it a little bit better. You're down 4-0, but at halftime, who really won?
Yeah, who really won here?
Exactly. That's sick. And what about the A-League rebrand? That was massive.
Yeah.
The A-League obviously went through a lot of change. It still is.
Yeah.
Split from Fox. There was new broadcaster, new fresh feel, everything. Everyone was excited about it. And I feel like your song that you dropped was kind of at the climax of it, right? Because everyone was waiting for like, what is this new brand? What is this new young league? And then that song dropped and it kind of made everyone feel really positive about where we were going. Were you working on that for quite some time?
Yes, similar thing. I think it was like a bit in lockdown and there's a media agency called Bring who work with Universal, who I'm signed to on my record side.
Yep.
And they were like, I think they got pitched to work with A-League, with Paramount, obviously.
Yeah.
And they were like, hey, we want to do, you know, the rebrand, and we want to get people who are involved in football in the local community. And, you know, I was on the list. I was, you know, I've been in the music scene in Australia for a while now, and had a couple of songs on Triple J and all that stuff. So
yeah.
I'm in those conversations, which is really nice. And they were like, yeah, good fit. And then the two other artists, TK, she's from Adelaide, now lives in LA. She's mm-hmm. played football. She's a big tennis player too.
Cool.
And Nerve is actually like very, very good footballer too. I don't know if he still plays, but
cool.
Like, yeah.
It's so cool to know.
Yeah. He's from Brisbane too. So just kind of all coming together. And it's cool because they asked me to write the song for it, and immediately I'm thinking like Timbaland, like Missy Elliott. I'm thinking like Black Eyed Peas, like OG Black Eyed Peas, and like, or like all those old Nike ads that I used to listen to. Like, you know that Elvis Nike ad?
Yeah.
Like all those ones where you're like, oh, I know exactly what to do with this. It's sort of like my music is already sounds
like on like brand
a FIFA-y kind of A-League song. So it was like, it's like,
Isn't that cool? It's you could visualize exactly what it was going to sound like.
Yeah. So, yeah. It, other things that doesn't come as quickly, but that came pretty quickly.
Because it's like, it's a big task when you think about it, right? Because like the A-League had split. They had to make this whole new identity and graphics and all the rest. But you were tasked with making, I guess, the song of the A-League that we would see every ad break. You remember it.
Yeah.
You know it. It's been imprinted into your brain by now, that one part.
Yeah. The power of music is often, it's like the soundtrack thing with films and stuff. You don't realize how powerful they are until you remove it.
Yeah,
exactly.
Or
yeah.
when you hear it and you immediately know what you associate it with.
Or you hear a bad one.
Or you hear a bad one.
And you're like, oh, that shouldn't be the this for that. That's not,
Or you know, like every World Cup, you get that little jingle, that little 10-second jingle that you hear for the entire month. We're about to get it for the Women's World Cup.
Yeah, well, when we all worked on the most recent Men's World Cup, that one sting that was used as the intro to everything. Yeah. And when you go 6 months without hearing it and then you hear it again, immediately the brain's like, takes me right back to that moment.
We've got the Women's World Cup. We've got that like, it's almost like a Wolf of Wall Street kind of thing going on.
Yeah, it is giving Wolf of Wall
Street. Is that the Women's World Cup? That's the official jingle?
It's called the Unity Beat.
Right, the Unity Beat.
Yeah.
Have you seen much of that?
Morad and Benny did another track for the for it too. Yeah.
Right.
And that's a really cool one too. I think it's different to the one you guys are saying.
Yeah, but, brilliant. All right.
Yeah, similar thing. I think they got hit up and they were like, wrote a song for it, and
love that.
Morat's Aussie from Brizzy,
and
Benny's New Zealand, so that
nice the fusion. Love that.
Well, we're right there. It's about to kick off very soon.
Is.
The squad was announced
just
as well, literally
5 minutes ago.
As we're recording this, the squad was announced. Any surprises for you, Kat?
I think, well, we were talking about it off air before, but Chloe Legazzo not making the lineup, not a huge surprise, because she obviously didn't really play for Western United at all this season, spent a bit of time overseas and then was injured. So not a surprise, probably disappointing on for her.
Yeah.
Happy to see the likes of Katrina Gorry making the list. We were also talking her up a lot. She's just unbelievable. And you, Joey, have a connection to Katrina Gorry.
Yes. So my sister played for my mum and dad used to be part of Mount Gravatt. The soccer club in Brisbane. Amazing player.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
Are you excited for this World Cup? Where are you going to be? Because I know you're always here, there, everywhere. You got plans to be in San Fran a bit later in the year, but you're going to be here for the World Cup?
Yeah, so I've got Splendid in the Grass, which is the end of July, and then stay up for a week up in Brizzy, go to Australia and Nigeria.
Awesome.
And then I'm sort of like, kind of trying to rally the troops here. I'm like, take me to any game. You know what I mean? I will really go to any game with the atmosphere and like, obviously, like I'm, you know, hopefully like, I think there's a couple in Moore Park and I don't know what they're calling it.
Yeah. Stadium Australia.
Stadium Australia.
Yeah.
So I'm ready to, I mean, it's just at the most amazing, unique opportunity. Like, you never know when we'll get this opportunity again.
Exactly right. So, make the most of it. Yeah. And actually, for everyone listening today, because this is dropping Tuesday morning, 6 a.m., so today is probably the last chance to grab tickets, right? This is a July 4th release. I think it's just past midday if you're in Sydney, Melbourne, but just keep an eye out on the FIFA website. Get some tickets for it. They've already sold over 1 million, which is massive. On track to beat France 2019. I think the record is set from USA back years ago. I think they sold 1.5 million tickets. It'll be tough to pass. But nonetheless, it's going to be absolutely huge. One thing I want to talk about, because I haven't been here for a few weeks, One Future Football.
Yeah.
That launch. You know, you talk about futuristic and which way football's going.
That so metaverse
I'm,
stuff.
Yeah. So I'm working at the moment on a football league that doesn't actually exist, Joey. Mm-hmm. It's not actually there.
Yeah.
All the players are AI generated. Yeah. Have you seen this?
No.
It's kind of like fantasy. It's kind of like FIFA meets fantasy football, meets what's Sims. The show we all love? Meets The Sims, yeah.
It's
yeah.
giving Sims.
I was going to say Ted Lasso, you know, because like you get so invested in all these people, but they're not real. But all the players have their own social medias.
Yeah.
They post regularly. Mm-hmm. They interact with each other.
Yeah.
They all these things actually happen, but they don't actually happen.
And do you they can, party? Are they like,
apparently
do you have
they
like,
party.
Ah, yeah.
So like, apparently like after if New York beats Bondi, they'll be out at the Ivy afterwards.
Wow.
But they're not actually. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Does that freak you out? Are you into this AI shit?
I mean, I think as a tool, for sure, but it's maybe a vast unknown.
Yeah.
The question is with everything is like net positive and net negative. No, you can't answer that right now.
What about AI music? Because I'm seeing people release like Drake tracks and he's not actually on that track. Like that's got to be pretty scary as an artist.
I think it's like a tool. Like you know, it was records, then it was CD, then it was tapes, then it was CDs, and it's like and it was. Napster, everyone was like, okay, Napster's going to kill the industry. And then it kind of didn't, or it evolved in a way that was, you know, fit the environment. And then, you know, it's one of those things. Everyone was playing violins at one point. And then, you know, then the synthesizer got made. And So it's ever evolving. It's like maybe to the scale where I don't think it ever has been.
Yeah.
But I think the opportunity for a kid with his laptop to make any type of music he wants is pretty fantastic. So it levels the playing field. And then I also think it's like you can put your stuff on the internet for millions of people to play it or to go viral on a TikTok. And that opportunity is quite exciting, I think.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, it is pretty cool. Actually, this show, if you watch it on YouTube, it's edited by AI.
Yeah.
You know that?
I didn't even know
that. Yeah, so producer Shab sits there and thinks he's not doing shit. I see producer Shab's back there just eating chippies and having a Pepsi. Meanwhile, the computer's just editing all the cameras, the audio, everything. It does the job for him. Can you believe that shit? Isn't that right, Shab?
That's insane.
Unbelievable. What a time. What a time to be alive.
That. We've been saying producer Shab's this and that. We should be saying, do we have a name for AI?
No, we don't. We don't
yet. We've got to name them.
Let's see. We'll get them on the pod soon. you probably can. You can probably AI our voice with the amount of content that's out
there. I might not even be here right now.
Yeah, you might. It could be a holographic chat. This could all be a simulation.
Yeah.
But anyway, what's not a simulation? Great player. Great Aussie player retired during the week. Aaron Moy.
Yes.
Young. 32.
I know, but I think he's just decided to hang up his boots, hasn't he?
Yeah.
I also saw, of course, when people hit the news, right, like all of their like clips from the past come out, and I saw that video of Mia Khalifa saying that Aaron Moy was one of her favorite players.
What?
Yeah. Did you know that? That's a big praise, right?
And was his final team, excuse my ignorance, was it Celtic?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah, he just finished up
and
with Celtic.
And so they won and then, okay, cool.
But like you think
he's ended on a high.
That's what I mean. Like okay, and Celtic's not it's not the biggest league in the world, but it's top tier. You know, it's playing Champions League. So he could have dropped and played somewhere
else.
It's
very niche too.
But do you also think maybe Ange leaving Celtic was a reason for him to go, you know what, I don't really want to be part of the next.
Yes. I think so. I remember chatting to Matty Ryan Celtic after an interview with him. Yeah. And we spoke about Aaron Moy. And he said, like, Aaron will stay there. He's Scott at heart. Like, he loves it up there. He loves the cold. He loves the environment. When he retires, he'll stay up there. His missus might be from there. Not I don't sure. know. But he's not going to come back to Australia. He'll just settle up
love
there in Scotland.
And
just quiet. He likes to be away from media. Yeah. You know, he's that type of guy.
Yeah.
So, you know, happy retirement to him. What a player. But yeah, Mia Khalifa.
There you go.
There you go.
She's a big fan.
You know what I mean? Like, that's great praise, Kat. You know, like
you knew I brought it up for a reason.
I love it. It's like Aaron Moy. You could have mentioned Socceroo at multiple World Cups. You could have mentioned everything.
Because I know all those things about Aaron Moy.
Right.
It was knowing that Mia Khalifa went out of her way to say that she loved Aaron Moy.
I wonder if Aaron's a fan of Mia.
That's a simulation going. That's a simulation right there.
That's like when AI. Worlds collide.
Yeah.
We're going to get to some other Aussie transfers because as some of them call curtains, some are now making the move to Europe. We'll get to that in a second. Big announcement, FIFA. Listen to this. New league added to EA Sports FC. The Romanian league, Kat.
Whoa.
Yeah, big.
Goes hard.
I'm sure you know the news. FIFA's now splitting from EA Sports, right? So apparently there's going to be multiple
You should
games.
Listen to the soundtrack next year coming up.
Has it been announced? No. Yeah? You're back again?
Oh!
EA Sports FC.
Don't know.
But he didn't say it. We guess.
I like that. I like that. All right. I was tossing up which game to buy, but that's pushed me that way. Yeah, that's good. Don't that's know, good. Okay.
Say nothing.
Good to see their class is still going to continue from a soundtrack point of view. Nothing to worry about for everyone else. There's a new rule that people are talking about. Speaking of FIFA, not the game now. We're going to talk about the governing body.
Is this the offside rule?
The new offside rule. Now, this offside rule has actually been around for a while. It's been tested in Italy for quite some time in their youth grades. But it basically means that if a player's crossing over with a defender in any way, he's onside. He or she is onside.
They are onside.
Thoughts on that? I mean, called Born Offside, we should have a take on the offside rule, Kat.
We should, because it's our thing.
Yeah. So this would heavily favour attackers. Defenders
true.
Are in
as an attacker who was always offside, I love this rule.
Yeah.
But also because I think my issue with VAR is when it gets down to millimetres and they're trying to decipher whether or not someone is onside or offside. I think if the human eye... detects it as on or off, like that should be the call. And by making it that kind of obvious, I think you would eliminate the debate.
But you know what's going to happen? VAR's still going to get involved. It's still going to go down to millimeters, but this time it's going to be to see if like...
Is it center of chest? Well, I don't understand.
So it's basically, there has to be daylight between the attacker and the defender for them to be offside.
Okay.
If there's any crossover, even if the attacker's back foot is crossing over with the defender, onside.
Oh no, that's a whole body.
Yeah,
it's a whole body.
That's
a
huge change.
That's a huge
it's
change.
It's massive. Yeah, well, it could have been a fingertip before. Now it's a whole body.
Now it's a whole body. Yeah. They're testing it, but it would they say it would dramatically increase the amount of goals scored in football, which is what people want to see.
And didn't they say Inzaghi would have scored more goals than Ronaldo if that was the rule?
The great people Inzaghi, Alvaro Morata, Timo Werner, all these guys. What position do you play, Joey?
I'm on the wing.
So this would favour you.
Oh, but I mean it. Yes.
Yeah. Are you a running behind kind of guy?
Yes. Yeah. I it would favor me, but like that's a dramatic. If it was maybe like the center of the chest, like if it was half a body or something, maybe.
Yeah.
I think that's too much of a tactical change to like, and you don't necessarily want more a higher scoring game, but like. It would make it
higher scoring, wouldn't
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the change is subtle, but it still is a change. They tried it in Sweden and in Italy with some youth matches. So prior to the change, 3.57 goals a game. It's actually pretty good.
3.57.
It went up to just shy of 4 goals a game, 3.92. So they said they did see a significant increase. But that's without VAR being used. Yeah. With VAR, there'll probably be even more goals because you're not relying on a linesman. I don't know.
It's hard to know, right?
Anything that makes the game higher scoring, and that's coming from a defender as well, but anything that makes the game higher scoring, I'm all for it. One man who probably won't play long enough to see that change implemented, but he's over in the MLS. We haven't spoken about it. Leo Messi. Messi or Ronaldo for you, Joey?
It has to be Messi.
It has to be, right?
Of course.
Well, there you go.
But there's nice not... objectively, it's just people spend too much time on it.
I agree.
Just enjoy both of them. Yes. I agree with that.
Yeah.
They're so different. They're so different.
But we know it's Messi.
Yeah, but they are so different. Like,
yes, but we do know it's Messi. Anyway, Messi's gone to Inter Miami. A huge salary. He did turn down Saudi Arabia, though, to go there. I don't know. I mean, I know you're a very busy man. Have you seen much of this, who Saudi Arabia are signing at the moment in the world of football?
Yes. So they recently did Conte.
Yeah, right? Conte's gone there. Yeah, it's
and
half Chelsea's
did,
gone.
Oh, my gosh. Striker Real.
Benzema.
So, I mean... Yeah.
it's happening in world sport.
I just wanted to come to Australia, right? Like, come on.
Yeah. Well, it means we can play against them in the Asian Champions League.
Oh, yeah.
It's closer
true.
To Australia.
True.
Sports washing, do you mind about this? Like, does it matter where the money's coming from? Are you all right with it?
I think this is a surface level, but I think this is maybe an artist, like, player perspective. It's like, get... the bag,
yeah,
you know what
exactly.
I mean. Get if this is like what is right for your family, and you know you have a career span of max 15 years. You know, maybe not max 15 years, but like a lot of people, 15 years is the max.
Yeah, by like 35, 40, like you're
totally.
Done.
So it's like, well, protect yourself and get like if this is the right move for yourself, I have no problems with it. Maybe like I think every league has kind of had issues with like you know these. Multi-million dollar deals and it's kind of killed, you know, smaller teams or whatever. It's like, yeah, I mean.
What if there was the Riyadh Festival of Music, right? And you've got, it was the same week as Splendor or something here in Sydney, but they're offering you 10 times the cash. You go.
I mean, it would just be like whatever the right decision for me is, I have to make that decision.
I'd go for you. Nah. Don't worry about everyone here. They'll love you anyway.
But
I'd be over there.
I'd be doing Splendor first because that's the home ground.
I love that. Yeah. I do.
You
got
to support the home.
You ground, find a way to do both.
And then they'll private jet you straight over there.
Yeah, yeah. I'll do next year.
Yeah, exactly. Next year. Now, it is crazy. It is crazy what's happening. The latest rumor, Kat, Gianluigi Buffon.
No.
He's still playing. He's 45 years old.
That's wild.
And there is a club from Saudi
Arabia.
Goalkeeper things. Goalkeeper things. I know. It's a nice life. I feel about 145 with my legs. This guy's 45. He's still able to play. 2-year deal. 15 million euros a season for Gianluigi Buffon at 45.
Wow.
Is he going to take it?
Where is he going? To Saudi Arabia?
To Saudi.
Oh, I don't know. Sure. Sure, he's going to go.
You may as well. At that age, what else are you going to do?
It's Gigi.
It's Gigi.
He's going to go where he's, you know, see, they're celebrated.
They're signing him purely because it's Buffon. Like, people will go watch Buffon because it's like, he's a legend of the game. There's really not much he's going to do for you now. He's got off, you know, he got offered a porn contract.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
No.
Did you know that, Producer Shabs? Gianluigi Buffon, you know Gianluigi Buffon.
We don't usually talk about this. Like, we don't usually intertwine this much pornography conversation.
Listens to the body.
Actually,
he knows
we
that we
so do.
He knows that we do.
What am I saying?
Gianluigi Buffon was offered. He was in his 30s still. He was still at Juventus. Before he even went to Paris Saint-Germain, he was offered a porn contract. And he, they actually never got a comment from him, but they got a comment from his wife at the time about it. She said she wasn't surprised with the offer. So Gigi does some serious shit in the back. Yeah. But he said, look, absolutely not open to anything until he retires. And he still hasn't retired. So clearly he's putting it off for some reason.
He is
but I mean,
it off.
That's got to be a compliment.
Yeah, you'd think so.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like.
I'm not saying I would take it. But if Pornhub offered me a deal.
And you were the winner of a 2006 World Cup.
Well, forget the World Cup. Joe, yeah, forget the World Cup. We're talking now elite level things. If they came to me.
This is separate.
Do you know
this
what I mean? If they offered me a deal, I would respectfully decline.
What
but
if?
I'd make sure everyone knows I was offered.
What if?
You know?
What if they asked for an AI version of you? So it's not even you, but it's just like your face.
Can I alter certain elements of this AI me? Can I slightly?
Why do
can
you
I
need
slightly
to, Claude?
Change certain
Why
elements?
Why do you need to?
It's like a video game, you know. I can slightly.
Why do you need to alter?
Oh,
yourself?
I'm just saying. Just I always thought my eyebrows could be.
Yeah, fair
more,
enough.
You know?
Yes, like... the eyebrows.
Oh, sorry, sorry, Joe. Sorry, you have to sit through this shit. But yeah, look, back to the Saudis.
Yeah,
that would not fly.
No, absolutely not. That was actually a terrible segue.
I assume porn is banned in Saudi Arabia. Producer Chaps?
Yeah.
No, you don't have to research
that.
Don't
research that.
I assume it would be, but half of Chelsea are on their way there, right? Mendy, Koulibaly, Kante, as you said. Ziyech was about to, but he failed a medical. And they're saying it's because there's actually this Saudi consortium owns a piece of Todd Bowley's company.
Oh, wow.
So they're helping him relieve his financial by selling all his players to Saudi. Do you know what I mean? So there's all these inside jobs happening in football. And Chelsea have just bought Strasbourg to sell their own players, literally selling to himself. But this is the way football is going, right?
Chelsea is, you know, like, it's a business.
It is a business.
It's a business.
And it's a
first.
Shit business at the moment.
It's a business first. It's a football club second.
It's like the fire festival of football at the moment, Chelsea. Yeah.
Who do you guys support in the
Chelsea.
Premier League?
Chelsea. See, this is
I
why
don't.
I know it's shit.
No. I'm a Liverpool supporter.
Yeah, yep. Very
you?
Good.
Yeah. Well, who's your team?
You know what's funny about the Premier League? I would say that I, as a footballer, I just enjoy watching football. I would say as a kid,
That's
I
nice.
Loved Arsenal.
Okay.
And I'm not the person to yell in someone's face if they're like, support Tottenham, whatever. Right.
Right.
Anyway,
okay.
Like, I just object. Maybe the closest I have is like watching the Socceroos is like, I will be sad that day or that week. We'll be like, oh my God. Yeah.
That's proper support.
You're not emotionally attached.
No. And to any team in the world?
Inter Milan, I will watch. I will wake up and watch.
Right.
And then
do I spy a cheeky little Inter jersey going
yes,
on there?
I thought I'd wear a little Inter jersey.
Oh, this
and the tucked in situation.
I like that.
With the gazelles, I gotta say.
Oh, thank you.
That matches nice.
It's a good
thank
look.
You got the old Pirelli sponsorship.
Yeah,
yeah.
And
that.
It's my favorite. The stripy one was crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
So much so I wanted to get a second one just to have.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I mean, silly.
That comes from Italian heritage. That
yes,
Inter support.
Dad's side. So dad's side's Italian. Italian, Northern Italian.
Yeah.
And was very, very lucky when I was 10, we went to the San Siro.
Wow.
Ibra was playing and he was in his peak. He was wearing his green, what are the Nike Mercurials or something?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you're like, and he had a, and it was like, it as a 10, 12 year old, you're it, like, I might have either been just before, just after the World Cup.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so I'm like deep into it. And like, I think it was either Parma or Palermo and they were in their corner and it was barricaded and there was flares going off. Sick. And they were like, you know, it was amazing. And they were down 1-0, I think.
Right.
Into a down 1-0. Ibra had a shocker. Shocker, shocker, shocker. 85th minute, ping, in.
Yeah.
91st, in, and then maybe another one. And then so everyone's giving the finger to the other team.
Yeah,
and then,
yeah.
And then the Palermo, I really can't remember. They got let out. No, they had to stay in the stadium the whole time.
While
and then
everyone
leaves. 45
to avoid
minutes go
the
past.
Conflict.
Yeah, wow.
But yeah, but I was. That was the best.
Yeah.
And then the last, not the last Europe trip, but the trip before, I got to see Sporting Lisbon and Marseille.
Sporting.
Sick.
Which was fantastic. Oh, actually, it wasn't a fantastic game for Lisbon because they lost.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
As two red cards at like 45th minute. Or
bit
maybe one. Bit action, but like not the action you want. Then everyone was like, and the Marseille players were shirts off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I got to see Atletico game, which was really fun.
Nice.
But yeah, so very lucky to tie in a bit of travel.
So when you're touring or when you're traveling, you just have a look at the calendar, see if there's any games you can get to.
Oh, yeah. And then, you know, obviously the UK, I don't really have an... It's a bit harder, but like Europe, it's 20, 50 euros,
yeah,
80 euros, and no problems. And I really like, was there, even going to the pub when you're in London is fantastic.
Proper pub, football culture.
Yeah. What's your favorite stadium experience that you've had?
Oh, do you want to hear this one?
Yeah, go on.
It was Suncorp Queensland Roar versus the Central Mariners.
Wow, so you're going to tell me you've got San Siro, you've got Wanda Metropolitano, you've got Lisbon, and Suncorp tops the lot.
Yes.
Wow.
Has to.
I love that.
So when I was a kid, and this is also
feel like I know the game that you're talking about
final,
as well.
The final.
Yeah.
It was so
huge.
It was, Ange was playing, Ange was coaching. Yeah. It was like 45 or 75 games unbeaten.
Yeah.
It was like this magic, amazing football. Same thing. I was like 15, 16, 17, whatever.
Yeah.
And the game, so Suncorp's packed, 60, 70,000 or whatever it is. I get the numbers are so, I was 12 to 17. And we were there and we were watching the game, it was with my family. And Central Coast go 2-0 up.
That's right.
95th minute.
In extra time.
Extra time.
Yeah.
And this is like the best A-League team of, still, in my opinion, now has to be
probably
And Matt McKay was playing, and I think Berisha was playing, and they were just monsters. Like, it's really this most. And what was interesting is before that they had a bunch of old legends, and I think Frank Farina was coaching, and they had a bunch of others. Ants comes in, goes, "All right, young people, a couple of these guys in,
Thomas Broish,
and then obviously that unbeaten streak." The first game they were going to lose was that game. 95th minute, two goals. And then I think, I don't remember what the first goal is, but the second one was like the 114th minute.
Partalu header.
Partalu header.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
And then you see Graham Arnold and he's like freaking out.
Yeah,
so I was there and you saw people like, all right, let's go home,
people
kids. People started leaving.
Yeah.
Sea of Orange. And because the Roar is based off a team called the Brisbane Lions, so Dutch club.
Yeah.
I used to play them all the time. Mm. I was maybe 10 or 12 when the A-League first started.
Yeah,
so like have always been connected to that club, and obviously they've had like some fantastic years. Some
not so,
but same, that's, you know,
every team.
Football,
every team. So honestly, that, I mean, that was the grand final.
Yeah.
I watched the whole season.
Roller coaster.
Roller coaster. You see this team go from mid-table to
amazing.
The top. Good times.
I mean, having a personal connection to the team and then being there, you're
a
Brisbane
boy.
Local.
You're a ball boy for Brisbane?
Well, not for
that
season, but like one of the first seasons.
Yeah, you were so connected.
Man. Yeah.
You would have felt that energy in
totally.
That stadium. And then
amazing.
On top of that, I mean, it's definitely considered one of the most iconic moments of the A-League.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So, that's great.
That's so cool you were there.
The Royal Pack Suncorp, there's nothing much like it.
Yeah.
Let's hope we get back to
that. And
those
the
days.
Names that we had, you know, pitch side as well.
Yeah.
The likes of Ange Postecoglou. It's a full circle moment, isn't it?
On the sideline.
I know. When you look at what they're both doing for Australian football now, it's
incredible.
Amazing.
Matt McKay was captain, and he's like, and he's just a Brisbane local.
You'd have Jade North at the back, maybe.
I can't remember.
He was a great player.
Yeah.
He was a big fan of Jade North.
Yeah.
Theoklotos maybe in goals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, very good team.
Yep.
Shane Stefanudo.
Shane Stefanudo. No, that was the older.
That was the older.
That was the legends.
That was the legends before mm-hmm. that. Yeah,
Craig Moore was playing and then that like, right. Yeah. So yeah. Craig left just before then.
You had Little Enrique.
Yeah, so he was the star. Like he was Slipper Fish.
Yeah, that's right. So,
there's so much football history that amazing. It's just new football history too.
Yeah.
So yeah, I really couldn't. You can't beat that. I think.
That's so cool.
I love that. I don't know about you, Kat, but how good does it feel to have someone like yourself telling those stories, and then you got to go and create the song of the A-League? It just feels so authentic. Oh, and that's exactly what it's all
very
about.
Very lucky. That's amazing. It's very, very lucky, I think.
Sick, man.
And I'm glad that you're able to tell that story to people too, because it's very clear how connected you are to all of that and that history.
It's not just a paycheck, that's for sure.
It's people complain about a lack of footballing community in Australia, but like I remember going down Caxton Street, everyone's in their orange, you know, going to get some chips before sitting down, watching the game, you know, people talking about it and stuff. Like
hurling abuse. That's what it's all abuse, about.
You know, a couple, like they had the drummers were fantastic and it's very influential as a kid. You can, like, you're just like, this is fantastic, you know?
We've got to get that back. It definitely exists. It's there. You just got to treat those fans with the respect that they need. Mm-hmm. We talk about money in football. There's a lot of this. Money in the Bank. There was wrestling over the weekend. I don't know if you're a wrestling fan, Kat, but Logan Paul took some time out from wrestling and take a trip to the...
Are you going
to
talk about the Prime
sponsorship?
Yeah, with KSI?
KSI and Logan Paul now have sponsored Barcelona as well as Arsenal. Serious cash.
Do you know what I saw? The funniest comment about that. They were like, when we asked for Prime Barcelona, it wasn't this.
Yeah, I know. I mean, have you tried Prime?
No.
I haven't either. I could say
I've tried it.
Is it a Gatorade style?
It is, but it's supposed to be healthier because it's got like all of the... It's not as sugary as... Okay. Right. And don't quote me on this because I think there's loads of types of Prime.
Yeah.
The one that I had was like the low calorie electrolyte-y kind of version of it. And it tasted like a melted down popsicle.
Yep.
Which sounds in theory sounds nice, but
it wasn't.
I didn't enjoy it. Then I actually did a poll on my Instagram when I had it to say like onside or offside equivalent, whatever. I didn't actually say that, but
most people were saying
offside.
Really?
People are not into it.
I'm going to try it before I bag it. Yeah. I want to give it a go.
Give it a try.
I have seen it's one of those clout things. I've seen people, a good mate of mine, I'm not going to say his name, it's embarrassing, but
he bought
a Prime bottle when like it first came out and then he was just refilling it with water and he'd like go to the gym drinking.
Is he 12
Prime.
Years old? What
is he's a 27 year old man.
Do you know what I will say in their defense? Great bottle.
Oh, yeah. Really?
It just looks cool.
Yeah, it's just a good shape.
Yeah, right. It'd be a good sponsorship, to be fair.
It would be.
If they're interested. But yeah, that's a huge deal. Then we go from the big side of town to the smaller side of town. A few footballers have been buying clubs.
Yes.
Golo Kanté bought a small club in Belgium, actually, in the second, third tier. But also these two, Stormzy and Wilfred Zaha, bought Croydon Athletic down in the
AFC Croydon. League. What are they, like league...
I think it's
They're non-league.
Seventh tier? Yeah, it's in the...
Ninth tier.
Combined Counties Football League in the South. But why not? Would you ever own a football club?
Exactly what I would do.
Yeah.
If I was Stormzy level.
Yeah.
And because, you know, he obviously has a team and he would be the kind of brand ambassador.
This is their boyhood club.
Yeah.
Is it?
It's their boy... They're both from South London.
They're both right there, yeah.
So they've come together and purchased this club because... It's their way of also giving back to the community.
Yes.
The more money in that club, the more jobs, the infrastructure, all that kind of stuff.
What was the club you said you played for in Brizzy?
So I played for East FC. So mum and dad are still part of that team. And New Farm and East.
Right. Would you ever consider, you know, if you got to Stormzy level, would you ever consider just investing in...
If I was from the UK and that was like...
There was a pathway for the club. Would you say
it's a classic UK thing? Because I think I would, if I was living back in Brisbane, I'd probably just like help dad with some groundskeeping.
Right.
I don't think I would buy the club.
It's a different culture, right? With the involvement in that sense.
Yeah. But you can see it like in the UK. You see it with Wrexham. You see it with
I
mean, I assume with Conte and
that's.
That's, you know, and they have a infrastructure where they're able to do shows and do touring and they have a team and can kind of just pour money and help these people.
Yeah.
And it's South London too. It's like a community, a community is based around it too.
Yeah.
You're going to have fans, no doubt, and all the rest.
Yeah.
But still
I'll
awesome.
I'll buy a jersey.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Well, it puts them on the map. I mean, Wrexham was a big example, but Wrexham actually was a historic club.
Yeah.
Everyone forgot about them.
Because they had a lackluster period, right, where they just fell off the history books. Exactly. But
don't be surprised to see like some Croydon jerseys now in Stormzy's next video clip, and then people will start buying it. It's incredible what influence these guys can have.
It's so true.
I'm all for it. South Koreans are getting younger.
Yeah.
You hear about this? Son Heung-min.
Yeah, I know. I'm about to move to South Korea.
Shaved a year off his age. So they've changed the law in South Korea where previously they would add a year to your age when you hit January 1st.
I don't think people know that in South Korea, you are like everyone's the same age. If you're as in everyone has the same birthday.
Well, it's not the birthday. It's that, if you were born in, let's say, November or something, you're already 1 year old the moment it ticks over to
but
the new
But they don't
year.
Acknowledge birthdays the way that we do here.
That's right.
It's kind of like the January 1st is a day that everybody celebrates turning a year older.
That's right. So,
which is culturally very different.
It was my birthday last week. Mm-hmm.
Happy birthday.
Thank you very much. Thank you. It was my birthday last week. I turned 27. But if I was in South Korea, I would have already been 27 at the 1st of January. Because I've lived in 27 years.
Yes.
That's the concept.
Yes. Because you're born at one.
Is that it?
They count the first 9 months.
There you go. Producer Shabs is saying they count the first 9 months.
Yeah, so when you're birthed, you are one.
You're one, yeah, because you've lived in 1 year.
Whereas we have a period of time where you're technically zero. Within the zero to one.
Yeah. Anyway, why this is important?
Why have
it's
we
really
also
not?
Taken so long to explain that?
It's really not, but it just means that Son is back into his 20s, right? He was 30 for a second. He's now 29 again, so he's a bargain to buy.
Because he's a 1992 or 93?
You're going to make me do maths now on the pod.
I well, if he's 1993, he turned 30 this year.
He'd be 93, but maybe he's
I think we're the same age, Joey.
Oh, yeah,
94. Yeah,
you guys 94.
The elite year to be born.
Yeah. Sounds like a good year. Lots of good stuff came out of 94. Mm-hmm. Producer Shams 94 as well. No, you're not. You're 96.
No, he's not.
What are you saying? I was going to say, why are you putting your hand up? 96. You're 96 as well.
He was agreeing that 94 is elite.
Yeah, you guys almost joined the 30 club.
Well, we're already in our 30th year.
There you go. So in South Korea, you're already 30.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exciting. Exciting stuff. This is a good one. Speaking of a player that still kind of a young talent, I don't know if you can call him a young talent anymore, Christian Pulisic, America's finest. They call him the LeBron James of soccer.
The LeBron James of soccer.
Right. There's rumors he's going to go to AC Milan. There's rumors he's going to go over to, I believe it's Lille or Lyon, have thrown a massive bid now. Either way, he's leaving Chelsea, right?
Mm.
He did a Zoom call because a lot of these players are on holiday now and they're doing their own thing, Joey. And he did a Zoom call with a page. It's actually the official US men's page on Twitter. Did a quick Zoom catch up, Christian Pulisic, see what he's up to. You see anything funny about, let me just show you this photo. Joe, you see anything funny about his selection of where to do the Zoom call? He's chilling in his bed.
Oh, yeah. I would say I do.
Yeah.
I would say I do.
I mean, it's cool.
They're not meant to be there.
I'm into, like, whatever, man. But, like, he's doing a Zoom call and he's clearly got handcuffs.
He's doing stretches.
He's clearly got handcuffs on his bed.
He's trying to grow a bit taller.
A bit taller?
Yeah,
possibly.
I'm going to throw a spanner here, not to ruin the segment, but I think that's just the design of the bed.
I don't think so. That's gone viral on Twitter. People are saying it's handcuffs. Or it's some sort of thing to keep your hands up on the top of the bed.
Yeah, maybe that.
Yeah.
Love that for him.
Fair, yeah. But
do you?
You could have. You think it's the design of the bed? That looks like something to hold your hands up, Kat. I haven't seen a bed design like that.
Well, clearly you've seen something else.
Huh?
Clearly you've seen enough to.
All for it. All for it. Whatever. Spice it up. Why not? Christian hasn't been playing much football, so he's got to keep his life entertaining another way. But yeah, he could have just Zoom calls, mate. Zoom calls, recipe for disaster. You just got to check your surroundings.
Yeah, no, check your surroundings. The blurred backgrounds exist for a reason.
Yeah, but handcuffs in the bed, onside or offside?
No.
Offside?
No. I'm not, I just don't want feel like answering to that.
I'll say onside to that. Joey, onside, offside? Same? Prefer not to speak?
People's preference.
Okay, people's preference.
Whatever floats your boat.
Yeah.
Love it. I got
not
I got,
being thrown under the
I got
bus
two,
this week.
Two politically correct on the couch here. Yeah, that's fine. I'll take one for the team. I think it's onside. Whatever gets you there, go for it. Cesc Fabregas retired. Speaking of guys that
20-year career.
Where was he? Where was his final club?
Mate, so Cesc Fabregas, he picks his clubs very tactically. Mm-hmm. So he's played in Barcelona, in London, in Monaco, and then he finished in Como.
Right.
He went to the second division of Italy, didn't care what level he was at, just to
it's
live.
Good lifestyle.
Game. Amazing. Como. Lifestyle. Yeah, and he's retired and he's instantly taken their under 20, so he's going to stay there.
Oh, he's going to coach in Como.
Yeah.
Amazing. What a player.
Yeah. That's the goal, right?
He's a good life.
That's why I think Buffon would stay there, because it's just exactly. It's home.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
Italy, baby.
Yeah. What are you going to do in Riyadh? Exactly right. No. But yeah, incredible career for him. I had the luxury of interviewing him. I think it was about just before he went to Como. Would have been about a year and a half ago when he was at Monaco.
I think I remember you interviewed him right when I met you, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolute legend. Nice guy. And he's just winning in life.
I know.
You seen his partner? You seen his wife?
Of course I have.
Oh, my days.
She's Lebanese.
She is Lebanese.
He knows what's up.
Aged like a fine wine. Hey? Yeah.
He knows what's up.
That Levo blood, because she's 10 years older than him.
Yeah.
Do you know that? She's like, he's 36, 37. She's 47.
Yeah, she looks amazing.
Not a day over 25.
Yeah, I know.
Unbelievable.
Good genes.
It's the hummus.
It is the hummus.
It's the bubble hummus. Yeah,
there's good
no, you know
nutrients.
What it's the tomb.
It is the tomb. It's the garlic.
It's Mediterranean. Garlic. Would you call it Mediterranean diet?
Yeah.
It's the garlic.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Keeps the vampires away and keeps you young.
Chickpeas. Amazing.
Yeah, the chickpeas. Yeah. Exactly.
It's a healthy diet.
Whew. Anyways. Yeah, but congratulations to Cesc Fabregas. last little bit, let's talk about some of the Aussies that are making moves. It's great news to see them going overseas. Marco Tilio, young gun, signs a 5-year deal with Celtic. They say it's the most expensive player that's been sold from Australia overseas. Good move for him.
Great Celtic. Move. We've seen Fantastic some
bad,
move.
We've seen like the Arzani put a bit of a bad taste in people's mouth, but this is going to be different.
But Arzani had a very difficult experience as well with injury and everything like that. I think Tilio, you know, you look at what he's done in the A-League here, and he has really proven himself to be an amazing player. He's stood out every season. Yeah. And I think a move overseas was imminent for him. And I'm happy to see him going somewhere where there's also an appreciation for Australian footballers. I think that's a good thing for him. And
it's
hopefully
an amazing
that's
club.
A sign.
It's an amazing
it
club.
It is. It's a big club.
It's
exactly right.
Playing in Europe, that's the goal, right?
Yeah.
You know? And he'll get game time, surely.
Yeah.
No, it is good. I mean, what makes me happy about that move, and we're going to talk about the next move in a second, but what makes me happy about that is that there was a transfer fee paid.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we need, right? We need Australian clubs to sell players.
Yeah.
Because I believe, I don't know, I think they said undisclosed fee. I don't know, Cassini Yenge has gone to Portsmouth in League One, but it might have been on free, right?
I feel like he was a free agent.
Or at least
because
it's undisclosed.
Because he finished up this season, Wanderers, and I don't think there was any plan to stay in Australia.
And that's the thing. It's like, as long as players are being sold and we're getting money into our league, that's exactly what's going to help the league grow. If we just see players walking for free, it's not going to help anyone. Good move for Cassini to go over to England. League One, tough place to go.
Yeah.
But it can work out if you get lucky and get to a team that gets promoted. Tim Cahill went to League One when he went there with Millwall. Got fortunate to get promoted. Next thing you know, he's in the Premier League. So.
And if it's not promotion, at the very least, playing for a club like Portsmouth, very well recognised. If you are going to be in League One, play for a club like Portsmouth.
Exactly. Exactly right. Nestori Irankunda. Have you seen much of him?
Yes.
What a player.
So young.
Yeah. Incredible. So he's staying in Adelaide, right?
Well, yeah, there's all these rumours linking him because he recently played for the under-17s, scored an absolute rocket.
I've seen him. I've watched him.
I mean,
I'm a big fan.
Yeah, how can you not be, right? Yeah. He's just got proper personality. Mm-hmm. What are you hoping for this guy now? 17 years of age. I mean, you guys know what it's like to be a teenager. Is that too young to move, or do you think it's just like it's never too young to go and play European football, Joe?
It's up to the person. It's every experience is different, right? Yeah. Like some people might miss home, but and maybe need a little bit more experience of their hometown. But then, like,
when did you start performing live, like in front of people?
I was DJing for rappers when I was like 17, 18. It's not like okay, upend your life and you're going to playing. Freezing in England and you don't know the language or whatever.
That's right.
I think it's case by case, right? It has to be. But like also those opportunities, I think in music, my experience is those opportunities, there's a very small window of opportunity there sometimes.
So just take it.
And then you go, you know, people are excited and it's really exciting and he's playing amazing football. And like when I was, you know, first writing music, there's an element of like, I'm just doing it.
Yeah.
I'm just playing. I'm playing football. I'm writing music and I'm making friends and I'm traveling. Well, it's sick.
Yeah.
So.
But the time to strike is when you're new and you're hot, right?
Yeah.
That's also the time to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As long as, you know, and the luxury though is I can go home.
Yeah.
I can go home to Sydney or Brisbane or whatever and I can have a home cooked meal or visit my nonna or whatever.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh no, you're whatever the wake up times are, the training is and stuff.
And it's a physical game, right? You can get injured. This is the thing for these players. I think it's like, I look at someone like Irankunda. Yes, he could probably use another year in the A-League, but when you're that age, nothing's a guarantee. When you're playing a physical game where tackles are flying, anything mm-hmm. can happen. It's like yeah. you get an offer, go. Cash in. Tilio's got 5 years now.
That's
secure
great.
At Celtic.
It's so yeah. secure. But when you, I mean, Fabregas, for example, went to Arsenal at 16.
Exactly, yeah.
You look at all these players that have come from somewhere, they've ended up in the Premier League.
Yeah.
Most of them have gone when they are between 16 early. And 18.
Look at Bellingham. Even, yeah.
I know.
Bellingham was already playing first grade at 16.
Yeah.
If you're good enough, you're old enough. That's what they say.
When did Harry Kewell leave?
Yeah, 10, 15.
Yeah.
There
yeah,
you go. There so you go. I actually think, you know, if he's playing this well at 17,
why not?
Take any opportunity to go overseas and build up your image.
We'd love to see it happen. An Aussie, he still is an Aussie and he's still in contention. Christian Volpato. Have you heard much of Christian Volpato?
In Rome, right?
Yeah, so he's made a move. He's gone. He's signed for Sassuolo. So he's left Roma, but that's a good move. Anyone that watches Italian Serie A, like you'd know, Sassuolo's such a good team for breeding players. Mm-hmm. They always got young players. They always play good football. It's probably
good colours as well. I like the colours.
Well, there's controversy about the colours. You know that?
Can you tell me?
Italian TV wanted Sassuolo to get rid of the green.
Oh.
Because you know the new technology, you see it on rugby league games as well.
Yes, I do know what you mean.
They drop the advertisements in.
Yeah.
It's like a green screen.
And they kept disappearing.
They were struggling with the players running
surely
in front of
technology's ads. Gotten past that point.
Can you believe that?
Where are you green?
Yeah, Sassuolo said, fuck you, we're wearing green, mate. But yeah, good move for Christian Volpato.
Yeah, definitely. I think
we still got to support him and watch him very closely because there's a good chance he might play for Australia in the future. Joey, onside or offside for this one? Because I know I'm a Chelsea fan, so this might hurt me a little bit more. But Kai Havertz has gone to Arsenal. Now, Kepa Arrizabalaga, goalkeeper, was getting married on the weekend, so a lot of players were at his wedding. Arsenal did the actual announcement, carrying an Arsenal box. They like took it through the train, took it on a car, all the way to Kai Havertz, gave him an Arsenal jersey at Kepa's wedding.
Oh, no, no.
At his Chelsea teammate's wedding.
Already, what? Already announced?
That was the announcement video. So that was the it was announced.
That's insane.
That's crazy, right?
They must have known.
Well, is that like, surely his teammates, he would have told them, look, this is going to happen today. But can you not wait another day, Kat, onside, offside, announcing it at your now former teammate's wedding?
It's offside.
It's offside.
Right?
It's offside.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Was that a miscommunication or was that a dog move?
I think that was just Arsenal was trying to rub some salt. Don't you reckon?
I don't know how.
I'm a Chelsea fan, but I think it's pretty funny.
It's funny. I just don't know how that actually, you know, it's kind of like someone said, you know, in those big creative rooms, you know, the marketing agency, PR agency. Yeah. Like,
they think they're so funny. Yeah. You think
what if
so,
we make the announcement at Kepa's wedding and someone goes, oh, you know, we could just ask. And someone said yes.
Yeah, Kepa probably said that's wild. Anyway, didn't care about it. Look, it was away from everyone. It wasn't like, you know, like
but it's still
the bride
there.
Was walking down the aisle.
Yeah,
and
the train goes past or something. Yeah. And the flat. I don't know.
No. It was a while away. It was in like a separate area. It looked like a bit of a vacation wedding, you know, like it was off somewhere.
What I mean, though, is like a, what's the word when you go away for a wedding?
Yeah, that's
am
the word
I okay?
I was, that's the word I was thinking.
Am
is
I
it
okay?
Not, what is it?
Hello. No.
Vacation wedding. Isn't that a thing?
Yeah, but what do they call it?
Vacation.
When you go away.
A destination wedding.
Yes. Destination wedding, not vacation destination.
That's why we need you.
Yeah, that's right.
Anyway, he also, sorry, just moments before that, he put a story up with Jorginho and they put these like eyeball emojis. Obviously, Jorginho also left Chelsea for Arsenal, so they're taking the piss.
Is this all on Twitter?
This is all on, it, now he's on Twitter. Yeah, okay. It was on their Instagram stories.
Right.
It's all on Twitter, so you can see it if you look it up.
It's funny for the bands anyway.
It is funny for the bands. Let's talk about your club, Liverpool.
Yeah.
Signing a whole new midfield.
Well, we need to because we lost all our key midfielders this year.
Looking good, though. McAllister's come in. Yeah. Now Dominic Szoboszlai.
Szoboszlai? Great name.
It's a beautiful name.
It's a great name. Dominic with a K too is so badass.
Szoboszlai.
I like it. I'm really happy with it. He's the hungry captain as well.
Yeah. And he's so
only 22.
Yeah.
Only, and he's got the number 8, so he's got big shoes to fill taking Steven Gerrard's jersey. But I think, you know, the feedback on his kind of the leadership and whatever as a captain is that he's really good.
He's 22 and he's captain.
Yes.
Captain of his nation, yeah. A bit like Erdogan.
Oh, captain of the nation.
Yeah.
Liverpool, but captain of his national team. And
who's his national team? Sorry for
Hungary.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
He just thought you were hungry. I thought that too. I thought you were hungry.
Yeah,
you get it?
I'm also hungry.
I'm ready to be a dad. I got the dad jokes rolling already. But yeah, no, they're signing a great midfield. In fact, they've also Khéphren Thuram looks like the next one. So Lilian Thuram, of course, legend for Juventus. Mm. His son, Marcus Thuram, just signed for Inter.
Right.
Striker, very good player. I'm excited to see him at Inter. But his younger brother, might go 50 million over to Liverpool as well. Another centre mid.
That's so awesome.
You guys are just... just banking them
it's
up.
It's time, though.
It's looking good.
We
needed
to do this for
you
a while.
You needed something. Yeah, a bit of a rebuilding year for Liverpool. Exciting to see them. New kits are out as well. You got that green, white going.
The away kit. Thoughts?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it. Is it like a dark green? Is that what I'm thinking of?
It's like squares.
It's a bit pixelated.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. People were saying it's a bit Minecraft-esque.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It's based off of a kit from the 90s that was actually an Adidas kit.
You didn't like it until Virgil van Dijk was dancing
in it. Yeah, because he looks good in everything.
Virgil dancing in it. I didn't talk shit about the jersey.
I just wasn't sure how I felt about it. And then I saw Virgil van Dijk and I felt great about it.
Yeah.
But I think the disappointment is that it's based off a really cool retro kind of kit, you know, with the collar and the shade of green's a little different, but it was an Adidas kit.
Yeah.
So I'm sure that there are copyright issues and they had to make it different enough that they couldn't be sued.
Right.
So I think that's why it's not a carbon copy. Yeah.
Those lawyers ruining our game.
It's fine but though.
Look, at least they'll look the part. Let's see if they'll play the part. You said you kind of like Arsenal. Arsenal's your team-ish.
Yep.
But will there be a piece of you supporting Tottenham Hotspur now with Ange Postecoglou taking Spurs?
I mean, like,
It's hard not to, right?
It's so exciting. It's so good for Australian football.
Yeah.
I'm Raw fan.
Yeah.
I'm a Raw fan before an Arsenal fan.
Yes, of course.
It's the most exciting thing of the last 6 months for Australians and for, like, as an export like that. I have no idea. Like, obviously, like, coming from Inter Milan, Conte, just like, you know, in and out. And then
Jose Mourinho bottled it there as well. So
Or just generally whether or not they bottled it or whoever it did.
Yeah.
I think they're just in shambles.
It wasn't a fit. Yeah, it wasn't quite a fit.
But it's the Premier League. It's the big stuff.
It is. Yeah, it's so great to see an Australian there. I mean, it's one thing getting a player in the Premier League, which a lot of nations have had.
Mm.
But to have a manager in the Premier League, like, everyone needs to realise how big of a deal that is.
Yeah, it's massive.
It is huge. And to be at a top six club as well, very rare. It's rare that an English manager nowadays gets a top six club.
Yeah.
Let alone an Australian manager. It's huge. He signed James Maddison, which is a great signing. A lot of people wanted to sign James Maddison.
After he saw James Maddison and Nick Stav hung out in Ibiza.
In Ibiza, is it?
Yeah.
Hey, they got to enjoy themselves, these guys. It's great. James Maddison was having a great time. Forget relegation.
Yeah.
That's what's good about being a footballer. You could just get paid that much.
Yeah.
Ibiza.
No
worries. Sign for
back into
else.
The Premier League.
See
Let's
you,
go.
Leicester. Perfect. Love that. But yeah, what I loved about that is James Maddison said, look, I met with a manager and he said to me, Ange Postecoglou said to him, I'm building a whole new Tottenham and it's going to be great.
It's Raw 2011 again.
Exactly. It's Raw Salona.
It's Raw Salona, baby.
Bring
it's
back
Raw
Salona.
Salona, baby.
He said, I'm building a whole new Tottenham. It's going to be great whether you come or not. So if you want to be a part of it, great. If not, that's fine. And Maddison said, I love the way he said that. Like he didn't try to bullshit me. He just said, it's going to be great whether you come or not.
Yeah.
Come for the ride or don't.
And he's like, fuck it, I want to come. You know what I mean? Like he's just great. He's a great convincer. That's Ange. That's why we love him. I think he's going to do a great job.
Fingers crossed.
Yuri Tielemans moves to Aston Villa, and a couple of players that no one even really recognizes have moved to Chelsea, so we don't have to talk about them. A few of our fan questions, though. Favorite transfer so far, Kat? Crispy07.
Oh, I mean, we just talked about Spolasai. Spolasai. Help me say his name.
Oh,
help
you can try a few
help
more
me,
times.
Help me,
try
help
a few more times.
No, because I did a full report on him this morning at
Dominic?
After Sport.
Dominic? Yeah.
Szoboszlai. It's not Shob. It's Szoboszlai.
Shob.
It's not Shob.
It's Szoboszlai because he's got the S and the Z. Szoboszlai.
Szoboszlai.
Dominic Szoboszlai.
I wasn't that far off.
No. What did you say? Okay, that's your favorite transfer.
Yeah. I'm loving it.
Love that. Spurs got a steal from Maddison from Caleb Bora. Do Chelsea have any players left? Not really. A lot of people writing in about the wrestling as well. Are you a wrestling fan?
Oh, no.
No.
I'd be happy to watch it. I'd like if there's like local wrestling.
Yeah.
You can get a beer and like a hot dog or something.
Yeah.
For sure.
Probably like Lucha Libre. Yeah.
My friend went out west recently and watched it and had a great time.
They do wrestling out here?
I think so.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I would go to that. Yeah. Anyway, look, I'm going to skip over the WWE questions.
What is the question, though?
Are you a wrestling fan?
No, I'm just curious what the question
is. They're just saying LA Knight was robbed.
Well, that's obviously what happened.
That's the guy.
Over the
weekend. You know that guy? Yeah, he was robbed, apparently. Anyway, I don't know much about it. Liverpool
to win. Did you say, are you an NRL fan at all?
Yeah, Broncos fan.
Okay, nice. Yeah. Luciano Leilua did a WWE celebration when he scored a try over the weekend, and right. I think it might have been that guy.
Oh, maybe.
I'm paraphrasing everything because okay. I really don't know about wrestling.
Yeah, I do know that NRL. I don't know much about the NRL, but I do know that two teams got absolutely fucking smacked.
Yeah,
the weekend,
two
right?
teams got smacked.
Was it 66-0 and 74-0?
Tigers got smacked 74-0.
Yeah,
and Bulldogs 66-0.
Tough day for the West. Tigers and Bulldogs.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
Tough day. Wow, you're a Broncos fan.
Yeah.
Are they doing any good?
Yeah, they're doing
good?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Shows how much I know. I try, yeah. I'm in and out. When Roosters
they'll
winning,
make finals
I'll
for sure.
A Roosters polo yeah. shirt on. When they're losing, I got no idea about
well,
the
so league. You did, obviously.
They lose again?
You guys bottled it last night as well.
They lost again?
Lost to Manly.
Manly.
Yeah.
Up in Brookie. Tough yeah. place to go. How'd South go?
We won.
Yeah, against who?
Warriors.
Oh, fuck, that doesn't count.
Yes, it does.
Fucking Warriors.
Warriors are contenders for top four at the moment.
Steve Price still played?
Is he okay? Is he okay?
Was he the Warriors back in the day? He was Steve Price. I remember.
This is the Sean Johnson era.
Okay. I don't know him. I don't know.
Anyway, we're skipping over the NRL chat. No, I tried for
there
the
isn't
fans
much.
There.
You know, a lot of people were writing in, and actually, Kid Kudo wrote in, since there's no football to review, let's talk about Money in the Bank wrestling. And that's the thing, there isn't that much football going on, but it's about to go absolutely mental. So before we leave our fans, from you, the Women's World Cup, why should people get down to these games? How much does it mean for our country to have this?
I think it's obvious.
Yeah.
It's like, I think it's the most exciting time in women's football that has ever
just
happened.
Women's sport in general, eh?
Yeah, women's sport in general. Yeah. I think it's like, we have a very good fucking opportunity here. Yeah. And like, to showcase. And it's like, you know, like, there's videos like, you know, you see like all these little girls like turning up like, and they're like, oh, that's me. That looks like, that person looks like me. And I could do that.
Yeah.
And so they go back and they bring it back to their football, the game and the jerseys and stuff. Like I was lucky enough to go to the Matildas Spain game. And it's just, it's community too. And it's like people see themselves in their favorite player.
Yeah.
And they like, you know, whatever it is, they research about them and they look up their interviews. And that's how I was when I was, you know, I would watch football interviews about my favorite players or, you know, but you can see that person in yourself a little
bit. That's right.
It's the idea that you can't be what you can't see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's so much opportunity now for young men and women who see these females. Because Sam Kerr is not just a role model for young girls. She's a role model in general.
Yeah.
And it's really sweet when you hear stories of like young boys who consider Sam Kerr their favorite player.
100%.
And growing up, you know, we discuss our age, right? Like when I was 8 or 9, there were no female footballers to look up to, really.
No. Yeah. And you go to America.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you go to America now. You can kind of go anywhere.
It's huge. It's a part of everything. It's there's a full. It's a movement. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. And where can people see Young Franco popping up in the next month or two?
Got Splendor coming up.
Yeah,
got a new song coming out in the middle of July.
Sick.
Ooh.
And got some shows in America. Splendor. Listen Out is September.
Yeah.
That's
a good lineup too.
Yeah,
that's an awesome lineup.
They always have amazing lineups.
Yeah, yeah.
So couple of really exciting international artists coming to Australia in the next couple of months. Little Sims, I'm very excited to see her play.
Yeah.
There's heaps of stuff.
Amazing. Thanks so much for joining us here on the pod, man.
Thanks, guys. Thank you so much.
And Kat had that as well. I want to quickly plug that you're gonna be everywhere with
OptiSport. I'm covering socials, TikTok, Instagram, doing a little bit of stuff for broadcast as well for OptiSport. And I'm following the Matildas journey. So I'll be at all of their home games, all of their games in general, and then kind of giving you a bit of that BTS of life in camp.
Yeah, it's a tough gig, huh? We've got a tough gig over here. We get to enjoy the whole World Cup. Absolutely love that. I'll be hosting a morning show every single day of the World Cup and rest days. So make sure you don't miss that one as well. That's on OptiSport too. Guys, thanks so much for joining us here on the pod. I know it's been too long, but it won't be that long till we're back. Make sure you're following Born Offside on everything. Subscribe to us on Spotify. Flick us a 5-star rating. And make sure you're listening to Young Franco on Spotify because I had a look and you're just shy of 1 million monthly listeners. That's crazy.
We'll get it there.
Let's make that happen. All right, guys. See you next time.
Bye, guys.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day.
Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.